Okay, today B'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Nazir, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about the following: Hareini Nazir min Harchat Sanim. If a person says, "I'm going to be a Nazir from grape seeds," Umin Hazagim, or "I'm going to be a Nazir from grape skins," Umin Ataglachas, or "I'm going to be a Nazir from getting a haircut," Umin Atuma, or "I'm going to be a Nazir from becoming Tamei Lameis," Hareize Nazir. In any of those cases, he does become a Nazir, even with just such a limiting phrase. But he becomes a Nazir for all of the halachos, even though he only mentioned one of the dinim of Nazirus. But since he said Hareini Nazir, so that he's included in all of the dinim of Nazirus. Now we move on to a little bit of a discussion of Nazir Shimshon. Shimshon, of course, was from the Shoftim, and he had a very different kind of Nazirus. So if someone is Mekabel, a Nazirus Shimshon upon himself, so there are going to be differences between his Nazirus and a regular Nazirus. Hareini k'Shimshon, if someone says, "I am like Shimshon," k'ben Manoach, or "I'm like the son of Manoach," who happened to have been Shimshon, k'bal Delilah, or like the husband of Delilah, who also happened to have been Shimshon, k'misha akar dalsos Aza, like someone who ripped out the gates of Aza. K'misha Aza, of course, is Gaza. Kamisha Nakru Plishtim Asainov, like someone whose eyes the Plishtim took out. All of these things are true about Shimshon. Hare Zet Nazir Shimshon. That person becomes a Nazir Shimshon. Meaning, and the Mishnah is going to go through what exactly the halachos are of a Nazir Shimshon. So now we're going to have another type of Nazirus, which is not a regular Nazirus, nor a Nazir Shimshon, but a Nazir Olam. Now, a standard Nazirus, a Stam Nazirus, a Shloshim Yom. Person could choose to be a Nazir for longer, but that's just a longer period of the regular Nazirus. But the Gemara explains that there's a line here that the Mishnah should have said. The Mishnah should have said, and if somebody says, "I'm going to be a Nazir Olam," then he's a Nazir Olam. So the Mishnah lists differences between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam. Mabi Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? A Nazir Olam, when you're talking about someone who's going to be a Nazir forever, Hichbit Sa'arom Mekal Batar. So when his hair grows too long, he's allowed to trim it with a razor. He's allowed to trim his hair if it gets too heavy. He's not allowed to shave his head completely. He's allowed to use only a razor. He's not allowed to use scissors. That's a kula for a Nazir Olam. A normal Nazir is not even allowed to trim his hair with a razor as long as he's a Nazir. A Nazir Olam is allowed to trim his hair only once every 12 months. We derive that from the story of Avshalom, who is a Nazir Olam, and he would trim his hair once every 12 months. Umevi Shalosh Behemos, and he brings three animals as karbanos when he does his haircut, just like a regular Nazir brings those karbanos when he shaves his hair at the end of the Nazirus. So Nazir Olam, when he does his once in 12 months haircut, is going to bring three karbanos. Vim nitma, maybe karmatuma. If he becomes tamei, he brings a carbon for having become Tameh, just as a regular Nazir would. Nazir Shimshon, but if a person is a Nazir Shimshon, Hich Bitzaro Eino Mekal, if his hair gets very heavy, he's not allowed to trim it with a razor. He has a din like a regular Nazir. When his hair gets heavy, nothing he could do about it. Vim Nitma Eino Mevi Carbon Tumma, but if he becomes Tameh, he does not bring a carbon Tumma, because the Nazir Shimshon is allowed to become Tameh to a human corpse. That's what Shimshon did. Even though a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to become Tameh, the Mishnah says in such a lashon, the Bartanur points out of, oh, if he becomes Tameh, you know, then this is what happens. You know, Vafil L'chadchila, says the Rav, Mutuli Tameh, D'Shimshon Hayim Tameh L'Mesim, V'achi Gmirila, V'hai D'Ktani Im Nitma D'Mashma B'Di'Avid In L'chadchila Lo, says the Bartanur, the fact that it says it in a lashon of B'Di'Avid, Mishum D'Tanaresha, Gabi Nazir Olam, V'im Nitma, Tanasef Nami, Gabi Nazir Shimshon, V'im Nitma, just uses a more consistent language with the Reisha. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. A period of Nazirus could be for any amount of time, but what if you don't mention an amount of time? So Stam Nazirus, Shloshim Yom. Stam Nazirus, person just says they're going to be a Nazir, so we assume that that is Shloshim Yom. That's the shortest time that a Nazirus could possibly last. The Gemara derives this from a Gematria, that the Pasuk says Yihyeh, Kadosh Yihyeh, and the Gematria of Yihyeh is 30, so therefore we assume it's Shloshim Yom. Sometimes a person takes a neder in such a way afraid that it's not clear how long he means his nazirus to last. So the Mishnah gives us the halacha for those kinds of cases. Amar hareini nazir achas gadola. If someone says, I'm going to be a nazir for one big term of nazirus, hareini nazir achas kadahana, I'm going to be a nazir for one small term of nazirus, I feel me kam yatsav holim. Even if he says, I'm going to be a nazir from here until the end of the world, nazir shloshim yom. In all those cases, he's nazir for 30 days, because he didn't say how much. So we have to assume it's a stam nazirus. What if someone accepts a standard nazirus plus more time? Hareini nazir v'yom echad. If somebody says, I'm a nazir plus one day, hareini nazir v'shah achas, I'm a nazir plus 1 hour, hareini nazir achas amechza, I'm a nazir plus a half, harezen nazir shtayim. Then in all these cases, the halacha is he needs two separate 30-day terms of nazirus, because we refer to him to, we assume that he's referring to two separate periods of nazirus, the standard shloshim yom by saying hareini nazir, and then another, whatever it may be, day, hour, 15 days, those are all impossibilities, because the minimum for a nazirus is shloshim yom, so it's always going to have to be shloshim yom. But if he says hareini nazir shloshim yom v'sha'a achas nazir shloshim yom ve'echad yom, then he's nazir shloshim ve'echad yom. If he says I'm going to be a nazir for 30 days plus an hour, so then he's a nazir for 31 days she'ein nozrim l'sha'os, because people do not become nazirim for X number of hours, meaning we count in units of days, not in units of hours. So had he said nazir v'yom echad, so that's two nazirios. But he says nazir for shloshim yom v'sha'a achas, that is a 31-day nazirus. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Beis, we said that if a person says he's going to be a Nazir, and then he identifies only one of the halachos of Nazir, from Chartanim, from Zagim, from Teglachas, from Tuma, so he's a Nazir with all of the halachos. We said that if a person refers to a Nazir with Shimshon by any possible name, Kishimshon, Kibamanoch, Kabal Dalila, Kamishon, Akar Dalsos Azza, Kamishon, Akar Plushim Asenov, that is a valid lashon of Kabbalah's Nazir with Shimshon. And then we said, by the way, the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon is that a Nazir Olam can get a haircut once every 12 months, and when he does so, he brings 3 karbanos, and if he becomes Tameh, he brings a karban Tumah, whereas a Nazir Shimshon cannot get a haircut, and is allowed to become Tameh, and when he becomes Tameh, therefore does not bring a karban Tumah. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that a Stam Nazirus is always Shloshim Yom. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir once, one large period of Nazirus, one small period of Nazirus, or I'm going to be a Nazir, we automatically assume shloshim yom. If a person says, I'm going to be a nazir plus one day, plus sha'a achas, plus another half a term of nazirus, we assume he has to observe two terms of nazirus. But if he says, I'm going to be a nazir for shloshim yom v'sha'a achas, then he's a nazir for 31 days, because there's no such thing as a sha'a achas. We don't count periods of nazirus by hours, it's by days, but it's going to be 31 days is his term of nazirus. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.